Whether you are a first-timer curious about what the excitement is all about or a seasoned veteran with years of code cracking and catalog mining under your belt, the 2025 Summer Game has something for you. It is Game On. The Ann Arbor District Library Summer Game has made its return. Rich Reddy with us from the Ann Arbor District Library. 15 years now?
15 years of the Summer Game.
Oh my goodness. How did this all start?
So way back, there were summer reading programs. So you would finish school, and then you would have your school or your library would set up, read 10 books over the summer, and then you get a little prize or something else. Well, what AADL found out was that kids were finishing it by noon, the first day of summer break, and then that was it. They wanted more. And so the library developed this thing called the Summer Game, which is partly still the reading game, but then also all these codes and riddles and clues and scavenger hunts and different ways to use the library all rolled up into this really cool game.
And Richard, this is online and in the real world.
Yes, both. So you can solve riddles online through the catalog, or you can go to a park and follow clues that are on the signs in the park to extract codes from there and get points. And it's really cool.
All right, so you play and you earn points and you have all sorts of great prizes, like what?
Yes, so we have, I think, 20 prizes right now in the shop. One of them is this T-shirt. So you talked about the T-shirt before.
Mallets and Pittsfield and Traverwood and Westgate and downtown.
We have multiple T-shirts you can get. We have travel tumblers. We have stuffed animals. We have notebooks, puzzle. What else do we have this year? A little squishy stress ball. We have postcards from art that was commissioned for the Ann Arbor 200 Bicentennial last year.
Oh, nice.
So much stuff. So
those 20 prizes, everyone can try to win those 20 prizes,
yes.
Right? I mean, it's not just 20 prizes alone.
No, there are.
You're going for each prize as you go up in escalation on this game.
Each prize, there are four different prize tiers. Okay. So there's 25,000 points for the big ones, all the way down to 2,000 points for the small ones.
Okay.
And then you just keep accumulating your points, you and your family, and then you can order up to four prizes in the shop. And then use your summer game points and pick those up at the library.
Along the line, you've got events at libraries or all over town, right?
Yes, tons of events. Let me start with my favorite. It's a new one from last year, is the Summer Game Skate. It's a skate, free admission, free skate rentals at the end of the summer. That's at Yost Ice Arena. And so you can do that. There's the Summer Game Spectacular, which is a giant party at Vets Park, where we bring the aerialists out, food trucks, we have outdoor games, codes aplenty everywhere. Next weekend, we have AADL Day at AFC Ann Arbor, the soccer team. So their women's finale, home finale, June 29th, 3 p.m., free admission with your library card. Stuff all through the summer that we're super excited about.
All right, they're going to be playing Toledo at that game. Sunday, June 29th, 3 p.m.?
Yes.
All right. Free admission with your library card plus a halftime T-shirt toss.
Halftime T-shirt toss.
Summer game code and button making.
The kids love the button making. So we've got a button maker, and you can make your own pinback buttons. Did you ever wear pinback buttons back in the day? High school, were you one of those?
Did you
have your leather jacket and your your buttons on them?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I think I'm in a different era.
So lots of fun at the AFC Ann Arbor.
Oh, my goodness. Stop by the Washington Dairy to check out the exclusive Summer Game flavor and Summer Game sprinkles.
It's delicious. I had it on the last day of school. It's my favorite of the Summer Game flavors so far.
Oh my goodness. I love how the library gets it. You're not just an insular place where you're telling people to come and take a book out. That's not what the library is all about. It's the core probably part of the library, but you do so much more, partnering with the entire community, with nonprofits, with businesses, with individuals. You know how to engage people. You're all about community at the library. And I think that is a phenomenon that has really grown over the last few decades. Talk about that and why that's so important. You're at every event, doesn't matter who's putting on the event, city, downtown.
True.
You guys have a presence everywhere, not just at the libraries.
Part of it is, so we like to help make things happen that otherwise would not happen. So this year, for instance, with the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, we've put a lot of money into helping book some really cool acts or have different bands and things come there. So we've got There were some twin circus sisters, the Kif Kif sisters, this past weekend that came to do some performances. There'll be a thing called Squonk coming up this week, which is a brass band on top of a vehicle that is called a Squonk accordion. We have Kids Rock at Top Kids concerts every Sunday there. Lots of cool things that we bring to something like Summerfest. And then, like you mentioned, we're at Taste of Ann Arbor. We're at the Farmers Market. We'll be all over the place. Ann Arbor Pride. Like, we are everywhere because we like to have a presence there, bring our button maker, bring some of our staff. If we've got big games, we have 4-foot-tall Connect Fours. Like, just to be part of the community and sort of help make these things a little bit
more fun. You bring up items from the library even that people might not realize that they can check out from the library.
Sure.
Not just books.
So many, so that you mentioned earlier, the collection. We've got our books and we've got our movies and our music and stuff, but we've got art prints, which are super cool. We have music, art, science tools. We get some Geiger counters in the last week.
You check them out, you bring them back when you're done using
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So things that you don't necessarily want to go out and buy a thermal camera to check for leaks in your house.
Right.
But you can come check it out at the library, use it for a couple weeks, and then bring it back after you found all your leaks. and stuff like that. Board games, puzzles. But then our spaces too. If you have a meeting or you have a book club or something else, you can book a meeting space at the library and just meet with your business or meet with your friends.
My homeowners association had a very important meeting at the Pittsfield branch.
There you go. And so we have lots of different community groups that use library spaces like that year round, either in person or we have Zoom rooms. So this was bigger a couple years ago, but you can book a Zoom room that has no limit on the time to hold any kind of meeting that you want, or I don't know, you've got friends that meet weekly to talk over things, you can book a Zoom room or in-person meeting room.
So how does one get a library card if they don't currently have one?
So you go to aadl.org and there'll be a link there that'll show you all the different details. You just have to bring proof of residence. So you just have to show that you live within our district. Boom, you can get a card.
What is your district? The Ann Arbor Public Schools?
Ann Arbor Public Schools, correct.
Okay, which could include townships, et cetera.
Yeah, there's parts of like Pittsfield Township and the rest of it.
But to play the summer game, you don't necessarily have to have a library card.
Nope, you can live in Pinckney.
Derek! We can Derek play.
I'm in.
All right.
So yeah, you do not have to have a library card. You can sign up for an account and play. You just have to come pick up your prizes.
This is going to run through the end of August. August 24th is the end of the summer game over gala that you have.
Yes.
And you'll have a building-wide puzzle, cookies, face painting, live auction of rare summer game prizes. But let's not talk about the end of summer just yet.
Right.
The first day of summer is Friday in the evening. First full day is Saturday. We're going to really savor every moment here. And what a hot weekend we have ahead as well with the temperatures.
Yes, this is going to be great.
Finally.
Yeah. I'm on team that. It was so cool this spring. Like, I don't mind sweating it out for a little while.
Exactly. We've escaped most of what we normally get. So tons of prizes for you to win at the summer game. I want people to really understand how they can partake in this, because sometimes when you haven't done something before, it's a little hard to put your toes in the water. So explain exactly what they need to do to start this.
Okay, so you go to play.aadl.org.
Play.aadl.org.
Correct. Okay. And then you can just click it says getting started, and it'll walk you through how to create your account. If you've got a library account already, great. You're most of the way there. And then there are certain things you could do online that can be a little trickier. So you just want to sort of play it out. My favorite and the easiest part is just code spotting. So we have every player can create a lawn code. So if you're driving around Ann Arbor and you see all these round lawn signs that have weird words on them, those are ADL Summer Game lawn codes. Those are lawn codes.
Okay.
So we had 500 lawn codes within the first 3 days of the summer game.
How did you decide where you were going to put them?
Your home. So you stick it in your... You, as a player, can get a regular-sized lawn sign.
Okay.
You come up with a code. So We voted on ours at home. Ours is Shrek's a-comin'. We have some Shrek fans. And then we stuck it in our front yard. And every time somebody comes by and plays the summer game and enters that code, they get 100 points. And so there are codes all over the city.
So does the homeowner have to enter their code with the library, though, to let you know that they have that?
Yeah, so you'll create your code online.
And then
we'll give it a check mark and say, good to go. And then you'll stick it in the lawn. and you have your own, you're showing everybody, you play the summer game, but you're also helping give points to other players.
I love that. Rich Reddy with us. He's communications and marketing manager at the Ann Arbor District Library, talking about this huge summer game, which has just started. And you have all summer long to do this. It's one part scavenger hunt online and in the real world, one part summer reading game. And why 44 parts summer fun?
Because I couldn't list them all. I didn't want to fill your inbox with too many bullets. So
it is free to play for everyone, whether you have a library card or not. And again, go play. AADL.org.
Correct.
Go to that site. It's a special site set up for the summer game. You'll have all the details in there. Play.AADL.org. We are going to be tackling this subject later on this summer because August 5th, there's an important vote concerning the possibility of a new main library downtown. Can you just give us a thumbnail sketch? I know that, you know, just the facts,
sure.
Just a few things about it.
There are two proposals on the ballot. That will impact the future of the downtown library. So we've got the library space that we have currently, and then there's the library lot next door.
Right.
And so reading the ballot language, people will decide whether or not to vote yes on both, would pass them both. If either fail, then they both fail. And so that's the vote that's coming up August 5th.
All right. We're going to get both sides on and we'll debate this issue and talk more about it to make sure our voters are fully informed. And again, that's going to be voters in the Ann Arbor Public School District who get to decide that, or is that just City of Ann Arbor? It involves the library, so
I assume. It's just City of Ann Arbor.
It is just City of Ann Arbor. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see how it all goes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No
great
problem
talking
at all.
With you. And I just wanted to give everyone a heads up because August will be here before you know it. And you can depend on us here on 1290 WLBY to bring you all of the facts on that and the details to make sure that you are fully aware and can make up your mind on those ballot issues. Those are the only two items that are on the ballot on August the 5th. But in the meantime, let's just play. Let's have fun.
Summer game. Yeah, that's August. That's the trick, right? As you start looking, you're already starting to look a little to the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Too far away.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in, what is it? I don't even know what the date is. June 17th.
I agree with you.
Let's enjoy June 17th.
I know. We're all such a rush, you know? My mother used to say it's just a rush to the grave. So slow it down and play the summer game.
Yes, play the summer game.
All right. Play.AADL.org. Get online and get registered for the summer game. You can win all those great prizes. What a fun way for you to spend summer with your family, too,
right?
Or friends, groups, whoever.
That's the thing, is we have families play, but we also have, we will see groups of 40-somethings, friends, just walking around doing the game, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, and it's a great way to get to know your town, too.
Yes.
And maybe meet a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ann Arbor's not as big as you think it is.
It's not once you've been here for a while.
That's right. Thanks, Rich. Rich Reddy from the Ann Arbor District Library on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY.